35-year-old Catherine Bisencio lost her sight when she was 7 years old due to measles infection. She says her parents lost hope on her, saying she was useless and stopped supporting her education.
My parents, actually, they have negative attitude. But my uncle, because he's an educated person, he came with this idea that there is a school for visually impaired, for the blind, and right now I'm a graduate. And then secondly, also, I'm working. And this will mark that there is no one useless in this world. Because when you give an opportunity to a person with disability, he or she will achieve like any other person.
Bisencio says most parents who have children with disabilities do not bother sending them to school. She also says education facilities in the country are not inclusive to children who are visually impaired. In her family of seven, Bisencio says she is the only educated person and now the sole breadwinner for her family. She says many South Sudanese children living with a disability face high levels of discrimination, not only in the community, but from public institutions and workplaces.
There is an environmental barrier, the movement in the roads, and also some buildings are not accessible. Like our ministries, it's not even accessible for person with disability. People still have that negative attitude towards person with disability. People with disability are still facing discrimination in the society. And another barrier is communication. Lack of facilitate, let me say like sign language interpreters for persons with hearing impaired and also even braille.
Aside from discrimination, some South Sudanese with disabilities say the burden of war and instability affects them the most. 42-year-old Raphael Warigo says his mother carried him on her back as she struggled to evacuate him to safety when fighting broke out in Juba in 2016. He called on the country's leaders to remember people with disabilities.
Please know there is a person with disability who cannot run, who cannot see, who cannot hear. So it is your responsibility as a government, as a soldiers, as a citizens, to protect the life of those people. Because we are the South Sudanese, we born here, and we have a right to live.
Last month, President Kiir signed the United Nations Convention for the Rights of Persons with Disability, the purpose of which is to promote, protect, and ensure the full and equal enjoyment of all human rights and fundamental freedoms by all persons with disabilities, and to promote respect for their inherent dignity. Rhoda Atanasio, Deputy Chairperson for the South Sudan Union of Persons with Disabilities, said these rights need to be translated into action.
For example, we need inclusive education because I can't read books that are written for the eyes. Educational books should be translated into the braille system so that I should be able to read. That is one. Number two, I am interested in roads that give us accessibility. That is also my right that I need. Three, I want a job in all aspects of this country according to my qualifications.
Atanasio says these rights should be part of the permanent constitution, which is in the drafting stages. She says the union has sent representatives to the National Constitutional Amendment Committee to make sure the rights of persons with disabilities are included in the constitution. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayor in Juba.